USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the rejection of two Republicans to be on a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is about not wasting time when we need to find the truth for the American people.
They have made statements and taken actions that I think would impact the integrity of the commission, of the committee, the work of the committee. With respect for the integrity of the investigation,
Bob Dole turned 98 and is battling lung cancer, but he's still outspoken about what's going on in Washington he once helped lead. Blowing out the candles on his birthday cake at a celebration hosted by his wife, former North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole, and joined by a dozen or so friends, he's wishing for pretty good health for a while longer. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
About 4 dozen fully vaccinated people in New Jersey have died from COVID-19, health officials say. 49 deaths among the population have been recorded since December 2020, the New Jersey Department of Health confirmed to the Epoch Times. Some 5,300 people who had not gotten a vaccine also died with COVID-19. The 49 deaths come from a pool of 4.8 million residents who have gotten a vaccine, making the death rate slightly greater than 1 in 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The Cleveland baseball team has officially unveiled their team identity for the 2022 season and beyond, the Cleveland Guardians. They announced the name with a video narrated by Tom Hanks.
Because this is the city we love, and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The United States sanctions Cuban entities over suppressing nonviolent protests on the island nation. USA's Lance Pry has more.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Miera, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Miera and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Mississippi's Attorney General asked the U.S. Supreme Court on July 22nd to overturn the landmark abortion decision, Roe v. Wade, and argued that the practice shouldn't be considered a constitutional right. The High Court in May agreed to hear Mississippi's appeal of a 2019 court ruling striking down a state law that prohibited abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. That case, Dobbs v. Jackson, is expected to be argued when the Supreme Court's term starts in October. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.